Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here is Tim Rosefort of the Golf Channel, who is on Twitter at Tim Rosefort GC, to tell us what is happening in what looks like a fascinating early day here in this first round at Bellerive. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Love Chicago. Love the golf in this part of the world. And, you know, I've sort of unplugged in the last half hour, so you might have to give me an update. We left the set and come back over to compound. But, you know, obviously the story this morning was, well, it was twofold. It was Tiger, obviously, not getting off to the greatest of starts in the world. And almost like the way he did at Shinnecock when he tripled the first. Today he went bogey, double bogey, so it was like making triple. And we'll see where that goes. And then Justin Thomas and his sort of, you know, defending of the title, kind of getting an attitude adjustment last week, talking to his father coming home from that miscut from at the Open Championship, and then winning the WGC event last week with his grandfather there, who was also a PGA of America member and guy who played in the PGA Championship a long time ago, 1960, just not far from here at Firestone. So, and the big overview is just how many people are out here and what a great sports town St. Louis is. I know Cubs fans probably didn't want to hear that right now, but you know, you get the point. They love the golf. It's been 26 years since the majors been here. The one of the WGC events was wiped out by 9/11. So with this field and this market, it's been a home run thus far.
The leader is Ricky Fowler. He is 4 under through 16, 3 under the veteran Stuart Sink. Is second place, a group including Austin Cook, Ian Poulter, Hideki Matsuyama, Billy Horschel, 2 under at the moment. So I think the headline is an easy one because many believe that Ricky Fowler at the moment is the best player to not win a major. And I think I've got my rooting interest because this might just be his chance. What do you think the odds are?
Yeah, me too. I mean, it would be great for golf for him to win on a lot of levels. I love him. I got an 11-year-old nephew that is trying to follow Ricky around down at the Honda Classic, shot by shot, climbing under rope, doing anything to just check this kid out. And now I got a lot of time for Ricky as a journalist, the way he plays golf, and also the way he handles the media. The thing, though, is you're right. I mean, he's the best player without a major. He's had his chances. He really hasn't, you know, taken advantage of some opportunities that have come his way, and also he's let some get away. But you think about the nuances of golf and everything. Now, Patrick Reed this year at the Masters, Ricky closed at 64, I believe. And Reed hits that second shot kind of long and left. And it's so easy to three-putt from there. And Reed hit an incredible putt, in large part because he went in early and did all his homework and knew where every break and every valley and how those screens were to make the two-putt and then win by one. Otherwise, Ricky's got the green jacket and we wouldn't be having that half of the conversation. It's interesting, though, you know, he hasn't won since going back to Tiger's tournament beginning of last year. He's had a couple of shots, but hasn't really making no loss of them. And he's tired of everybody insinuating, asking, being direct, backing into the question about how come he hasn't done it. He'd take a W right now anywhere because it's been so long for him. But the thing is, he's such a good... He handles it so well that he really doesn't take as much heat as other guys in his position would with the same record.
So, Tim, Jason Day's got himself in a conversation, at least early. He's 1 under through 15. He's had himself 2 wins on tour and second place finish at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, I think, for what that's worth. And at the majors, though, it just hasn't quite looked maybe like Jason Day wanted. How would you assess his season?
Well, yeah, it was San Diego was the other one down at Torrey, and he I won't say he's underachieved, but I will say he's been over-injured over the course of time, and that's hurt his his momentum as much as anything. He won in a big way this tournament up at Whistling Straits, not far from where you guys are in Kohler, Wisconsin. And it just seemed like at that point in time, he was in the conversation to win every major championship. Didn't take advantage of them all, but fell on some hard times with injuries. And he's a strong kid. You could just see it. He was right to wear a shirt that's maybe a size larger, but, you know, he's got these big arms and a big chest. And, you know, whether he lifts too much or not, that's not for me to decide. But that's a big part of his, is the fact that he hasn't backed up that PGA with another major, at least by now, with the type of talent that he's got. And the putting stroke that he's got, everybody thinks about how far he hit the ball, and there was that moment at Whistling where he hit it, what, 60 yards past Jordan Spieth, and he flexed his muscle, and Spieth's just shaking his head like, I can't compete with this. But he's also, throughout the course of that, and I believe he won a BMW up in your part of the world, where he was making everything. And he's still there with this bunch of young kids. He's on the older side for those, but he's got plenty of years left, and I would not be surprised if he ends his career with 3 to 4 major championships.
Hey, Tim, briefly, and before we let you go, inform us about the condition of this course and what kind of game is going to be favored this weekend. I know it had been dried out. It's relatively short. There was some concern that the longer hitters could get into trouble. But now that there has been some rain, it may be softened up a little bit. I don't know what the forecast says, but do you think we're going to see some of these higher ball hitters longer and higher and just able to drop the ball in a more forgiving greens?
Yeah, and Ricky does that. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he hits these towering iron shots, especially. And when the driver's on, and him and Butch have worked hard at this to try and keep him more in play, that's when he has his best weeks. And this sort of sets up for him or anybody who hits it high, because now you got the you can carry it far and then hit the ball high, because obviously you don't want to be short hitting it high. The point is that this is a perfect setup for him, as it is for all the big hitters this week.
Tim, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Tim Rosefort of Golf Channel on the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.